Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, welcome to a new edition of The Voice of Mongolia. In this edition, we'll have the daily news first, followed by a musical break, then we'll have an interview with Mr. William Evans from USA. So stay tuned. Here is the news. Mongolia and Australia agreed to finalize the draft of the Comprehensive Partnership. The fifth senior officials' talks between the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Mongolia and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade of the Commonwealth of Australia was held on April 9, 2024 in Ulaanbaatar. During the senior officials' talks, the two sides expressed their satisfaction over the dynamic development of bilateral relations and cooperation in various socio-economic sectors, including politics, defense, security, trade, economy, education, culture, and agriculture within the framework of the expanded partnership. Also, the two parties assessed the current state of relations and cooperation, noted the solemn celebration of the historic 50th anniversary of the diplomatic relations between Mongolia and Australia, and underlined the strengthening of people-to-people ties. Furthermore, considering the ever-growing scope of relations and cooperation, the two sides agreed to finalize the draft of the Comprehensive Partnership between Mongolia and Australia in the near future, elevating the level of bilateral cooperation and announcing it during the upcoming high-level visits and writing a new chapter in the relations between the two countries. During the senior officials' talks, the Memorandum of Understanding between National Statistical Office of Mongolia and the Australian Bureau of Statistics was signed. Senior officials' talks between the foreign ministers of Mongolia and Australia was established in 2014, and this bilateral mechanism plays a pivotal role in exchanging views on the current state of relations, as well as cooperation and issues of mutual interest in the international and regional arena. First, the rebar factory in western region of Mongolia to be established. The Bulantushi Company of Mongolia and the Huangcheng Energy Company of the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region of the People's Republic of China concluded a cooperation agreement on the establishment of the first rebar factory in the western region of Mongolia. Mongolian and the Chinese parties organized the Harvard Xinjiang Business Forum on March 29 in Urumqi, and during the forum, the agreement was signed. The rebar factory will have an annual capacity of 50,000 tons that fully meets the iron and rebar demand of the western region. The construction of the factory will start in May of this year and is expected to be fully operational in October 2024. Having the rebar factory, the Western region will be able to domestically produce cement and steel reinforcement, which make up 70% of the building materials. About 60 businessmen from the Western region of Mongolia and more than 100 enterprises from Xinjiang participated in the forum, and also they exchanged experience in the fields of agriculture, animal husbandry, tourism, leather and clothing, processing industry, construction, building materials, and transport logistics. During the forum, a cooperation agreement was also signed between Harvard Industrial Park and Yichang LLC of Xinjiang, China. The forum was considered as a stimulus to restore the economic and transport logistics relations between the western region of Mongolia and the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, China, which had been stagnant for the past 15 years. Project on reducing air pollution continues. The Switch of Air Pollution, or SOIP2 project, funded by the European Union's Switch Asia program, is being implemented to prevent air pollution and greenhouse gas emissions. The SOIP2 project aims to reduce air pollution in Ulaanbaatar City by insulating detached houses. It is being implemented in two phases from 2018 to 2026. Over the past 5 years, the SOAP project has helped households avoid over 3,500 tons of greenhouse gas emissions and 2,400 fuel consumption. Insulating a house has the advantages of reducing indoor temperature fluctuations and maintaining a stable temperature. It also simplifies labor related to stove firing and creates more comfort, as there is no need to fire multiple times a day. The SOIP project is now in its second phase with a focus on Ulaanbaatar City. A replication pilot project is underway in a selected province to extend the project's impact and share its successful practices, capturing the experience in provincial areas. The choice of Darhangul, the Central Region's Development Center, was based on a meticulous evaluation of 13 qualitative and quantitative criteria, including the province capital's air pollution level, operational feasibility, and economic capacity. This demonstrates the project's strategic approach and careful consideration of various factors. Well, that's all for today's daily news. After the musical break, we'll have an interview with Mr. William Evans from United States. Stay tuned.
Гэр готлнод багдаж аль үжиний сэрод чи багнас минь та ороод ирэх юм шиг онгол зүх хаалганы цаана одоо ч гэсэн хэлч үгүй хивээрээ үр цаан үрч яваа чам ин магадгүй ахтаад төрч яваа тавлин да би багдан санхын хэцүүг яаж барья гэ сарны гэрэлтээ ярина би Сарчилүүдийг яж барья гэ Симхэн мэгшиг шахан харина би Маргааш би түүнийг харамар байна Санан хүлээснэ ярамар байна Бүрхэг тэндээ сэдэй хуран оруч Түүнгүй сэдэглийг устаагүй Амдрилаа яйцүү юм айжээ Жаргал зовдан тэнцүү гэдгэн үнэн гэж үээжээ Амнасаа илүү харисан нэг хүнтэж Ондоо тэнгэрд нэсэг шоу байжээ Гэвч хайр нэн хүрээгүй Минэх болохгүй л дээд санхын хэцүүг яаж барья гэд данч санж би чигээ сарчилүүдийг яаж барья гэд алуучны сэрд чи багнас минь онод босон нэг амьдрал гэдэг гэж хэлсэн хаалганы минь босоо намхан болчээ Ирэхгүй хүнийг хүлээх хэрэггүй гэж хэлсэн Цонх нэмэн үшиг үзүүрээсээ сэмэржээ Холон хувааж эцэн ах минь хайраа болоход Дасан дасан дурлсан хүнээ би архин Холон хувааж эцэн ах минь хайраа болоход Дасан дасан дурлсан хүнээ би архин Амдрил аяа эцүү юм аэчээ Жаргал зовн дэнцүү гэдг нь үнэн гэж үээчээ Эм насай юу харсан нэг хүнтэйч Ондоо тэнгэрт нисэх шоу байжээ Санхын хэцүүг яаж барья гэд Сарны гэрэлтэй ярина би Сарчилүүдийг яаж барья гэд Симхэн мэгшиг шахан харина би Маргааш би түүнийг харамар байна Санан хүлээснэ ярамар байна Бүрхэг тэнгэр сэдэй хуран оровч Түнгүй сэдэйг лэг устаагүй
Унаад бусын гэнэг амдрал гэдгийн хүн гэж хэлсэн Халуныг үсүг намхан болчээ Ирэхгүй хүнэг хүлэг хэрэггүй гэж хэлсэн Цонхны минь хүшэг зүрээсээ сэмэрчээ
Please welcome back. This is Voice of Mongolia. In this episode, we'll present an interview with Mr. William Evans from United States.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for accepting our invitation.
Gladly, thank you.
And please introduce yourself first and working and living experiences in Mongolia.
Well, my name is Dr. William Evans. I am from Chicago in the United States. I've been in Mongolia for almost 2 years. I will have been here 2 years starting in January. I am the director of the Medical English Program, one of the directors of the Medical English Program at Mongolia National University of Medical Sciences, as well as an emergency room physician at the Mongolia-Japan Hospital. We just started a English medical program at the university, and we are working to train both Mongolian and Korean students in English medical.
Mm-hmm. Please, a little bit more about the English medical program.
Okay, I'm with a company called IEEA, which is the International Education Exchange Association. They have a partnership with Mongolia National University of Medical Sciences to bring students from international venues here to Mongolia to study medicine. And the purpose of this is to increase international and global collaboration between Mongolia and the rest of the medical community. Our English medical program is in its third year. Next year will be our first graduating class of medical students. It's comprised of 100 students total so far, and getting larger every year. Mm-hmm. We have half Mongolian students who are proficient in speaking English, and the other half are Korean or Korean American students, primarily from Seoul, South Korea. And the purpose is for them to come study and train medicine in Mongolia. And the sixth year of medical school, the Mongolian students and the Korean students are welcome to do their clinical rotations and hospital rotations in the United States at mm-hmm. hospitals we have contracts with in the United States. So it's an interesting global partnership.
Mm-hmm. You are also a physician at Medical University, so what about the prevalent diseases among Mongolians?
Yes, so our university, Mongolia National University of Medical Sciences, is the first university hospital system in Mongolia, which I think is a very important thing to establish. University hospital systems are very important for the population, especially big cities like this. As an ER physician at the new hospital, Mongolia Japan Hospital, we see a variety of cases, but primarily what we see is liver disease. Mm-hmm. Liver disease is prevalent in Mongolia, I think, for two reasons. One is there's a high rate of hepatitis C, which I think is something that's left over from the Soviet era when they reused needles. And then there's also a high incidence of cirrhosis and hepatic alcohol damage. So we see a lot of that in the hospital. And I think every hospital in Mongolia sees a lot of alcoholic cases of liver damage.
How about your advice for those Mongolians?
My advice, you know, it's culturally, it's so built into the culture, you know, the celebratory aspect of your personalities in Mongolia. You guys love to celebrate and you guys love to get together and be social, which I think is wonderful. But when that happens, a lot of drinking is involved. So the best way to curb that, I think, would be to try to do more activity-styled social gatherings rather than getting together at bars or getting together at people's houses where there's lots of alcohol. I'm Irish, so I know about drinking. My mm-hmm. family, you know, the Irish people are known for their drinking. But yeah, here it's sometimes, you know, you have to just do everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm. You are also a teacher at Medical University. So what do you think the special side or advantages of Mongolian students?
So I love my Mongolian students. They're great. They are very hardworking. They are very dedicated. They're very serious. You know, and I can tell that they have this drive and determination to really give it their best and do their best. And for that, I'm very impressed with the Mongolian students in that regard.
Mm-hmm. And you are also emergency doctor, so. Emergency medical services differences between Mongolia and U.S.
Yes, I mean, there's a lot of distinct differences between Mongolia and the United States. There are several great doctors here. I work with many, many great doctors, and they do wonderful jobs, especially considering the resources that they have. In the United States, the emergency medical services are typically the paramedics, the people who drive the ambulance. Here in Mongolia, I've seen doctors in the ambulance with the paramedics performing life-saving medical interventions while traveling to the hospital. So in that regard, I think Mongolia actually has a better system bringing a clinically trained physician along the ride with them. I think that's important.
Okay. And what about the adoption of U.S. services advantages to Mongolia?
So the new hospital that we're in, the Mongolia-Japan Hospital, I would say is probably the best hospital right now in Mongolia. It's a wonderful hospital. It's clean. It has all the toys, as they say, you know, from MRIs to angiography to endoscopy. Every service is available there. I think it's great. And, you know, as far as the United States has such a larger population. I mean, 200 times larger than Mongolia. So, you know, there's more money directed towards medical services in the United States than there is in Mongolia. So in that regard, I think the United States has a huge advantage. But what the Mongolian doctors are doing with what they have is remarkable. I think it's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm also interested in what you see the potential of Mongolia.
Oh. So I've been here 2 years, and it's easy as a foreigner to point out all the things that they're doing wrong that you need to change. But I see endless potential here in Mongolia. I know you have a very well-established mining facility and your textile industry, primarily cashmere, is the best in the world. Mm-hmm. It really is. Everyone in my family is dying for Mongolian cashmere, and I think that's important. I know they are in trying to increase the awareness for tourism, bring more tourists, especially from the West, mm-hmm. here. And I don't see why not. Mongolia is, it's a beautiful country. It is. It is absolutely beautiful. And, you know, especially the outdoorsy type, people who like to go hiking and rock climbing and be in nature in the wilderness, there's really no place better than Mongolia. So I would say the potential is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, I think. Not mining sector. We need to also develop agricultural sector. We have huge potential for this field.
Oh, yes, I think so. I think the Mongolian culture is so uniquely Mongolian. It's so uniquely itself,
yeah.
that it's really important to show people, you know, that culture, show people what you have to offer, what your history is like, you know, what how you live and how you raise your family and how you are a part of the world. I think that's something that would be good to look into.
Mm-hmm. You're from Chicago?
I am from Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have some like Mongolian community in Chicago?
I think Chicago has the largest Mongolian community outside of Mongolia, mm-hmm. or the largest Mongolian community in the United States. I was surprised to learn that. I actually did not know that there were that many Mongolians in Chicago until I came here, and everyone said, oh, I've been to Chicago, I have family in Chicago. So it's interesting to hear that so many Mongolians are familiar with my hometown of Chicago and love Chicago. I know right now they're doing a cultural event in Chicago for Mongolians.
You know Mongolians in your hometown, maybe. Why did you choose Mongolia to work or live in here?
Why did I decide to come here?
Yeah, it's maybe, you know Mongolians in your home country.
Mm-hmm.
It's relevant or something?
Yeah, it is. You know, when I tell people that I am working here in Mongolia, and when
some
I run into
some foreigners say, like, I love Mongolia, I like in here. How about you?
I like Mongolia a lot. Like any place, I've lived all over the world, many, many countries. There are good things and bad things about every place you live. The great thing about Mongolia, the people are warm and friendly. They're wonderful.
Yes.
The culture is rich and unique. I'm not so big on the food. Yeah, you guys love your meat, and I'm a meat eater too, but yeah, I'm learning.
The most lovely thing in Mongolia, what do you think?
Oh, God. I would say the people are very warm and friendly, very nice, always very welcoming, which has been nice. When I came here in January 2022, we were still doing quarantine here. So I had to quarantine for 5 days. It was negative 45 degrees when I landed. It was the coldest day of the year.
Mm.
I was terrified. I was like, what am I doing? What did I get myself into? But with the kindness and help of all the people, it really made me feel welcome and made me feel more comfortable.
Now that situation has changed, yeah?
The situation has changed. I'm from Chicago, and it gets cold in Chicago, and we get a lot of snow, but, you know, this is the coldest city in the world. So it takes some getting used to.
Maybe. What's your advice for other foreigners who's coming to Mongolia? What would you say?
Come during autumn. You know, come in the summer.
Uh-huh.
It is beautiful in the summer. you know, the winters are unique. I know, is it Lake Koshkol, the frozen lake in the winter is a beautiful thing to see.
Yes.
But again, it's very, very cold.
You visited how many times the Hulsu Lake?
I've actually
never
been
to other parts of the Mongolia.
I haven't had that much time. I've been to South Gobi. I've been to Turlch, which is not far from the city. I've primarily stayed close to the city, but I really want to do some exploring this winter and next spring. Things have been very, very busy at the university and at the hospital. You know, we are trying to achieve something that is unique and different and special to the university and the hospital, and that has taken a lot of time and effort to do.
Do you have any future plan, work plan for in Mongolia?
I mean, there are a lot of things that I would like to see happen. I would love to work with some people to develop maybe like a senior living home or a nursing home. America, what we do is when our people get older, you know, they go to a nursing home or senior living center. The rest of the world takes care of their family, and I respect that. I really do respect that. Especially in Mongolia, you guys keep your family together. It doesn't matter how old you are. But there are some people and some families that will need services like this. So I think a senior living home would be a good investment here. I also think maybe a sports and drug rehab center would be wonderful. You know, Mongolia has a few national sports, wrestling for one. Sports injuries are very common. So if there was a facility where these athletes could go to seek treatment for their injuries, I think that would be great. And then if we had a national system for alcohol and drug dependence, treatment center, I think that would help curb a lot of the issues involved with alcohol dependence.
Right, that's the end of this edition of The Voice of Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.